Adam.
Hey! If you're just tuning in, it's probably a small world, because I'm just tuning in as well. Your mum's ugly, and that's the only reason I didn't fuck her. That's right, your mum's a pig. Change your channel. I'm not talking to you, Raw Dog.
I'm
talking to the listeners.
I'm
talking to the people that are paying. I don't know what else to look at.
Well,
somebody spray the inside of my fucking glasses so that I don't... You know what? Fuck. I don't know why I need fucking 20/20. I need to be blind for this shit. Yeah, but seriously, in all sincereness, in, out, on your bush pig mum.
Word to your mother, Jeff.
Word to your mother. What does that mean? Word to your mother.
I'm actually not really sure.
I'm on your mum's ass. She is a pig. No one's gonna try and fuck your mom. She is like a fucking pig.
I guess maybe you're like sending like a letter to your mom, like giving her a word.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, it doesn't make any sense.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Sometimes rappers are stupid.
I agree.
I don't really know what to tell you today. Except, you know, I mean, I don't want to have sex with your mom because she's ugly.
Right.
Yeah. If we have not, if the Jason Ellis Show has not by now had sex with your mother, that's just a reflection on your mother.
That's the only reason I'm not fucking her.
Right.
We've
already plowed all the good ones.
Yeah, I'll fuck your hot mom.
Either your mom's a whore or your mom is ugly. For
no, your mom's an ugly whore and I'm not fucking her, or I fucked your mom because she's a whore.
Okay, all your moms are whores.
Yeah.
Some of them are ugly.
Boom. That's a t-shirt that I will wear, not on, you know, Christmas Day, but I'll wear it at football games. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to a football game. Pretty soon I'm going to go to a football game. Anybody in the lingerie bowl that wants to blow me, fuck off. Well, I will have sex with your mom if she's hot, but your ugly mom wants to fuck me too. It's just how it is today.
Lots of moms who want to fuck us, and us turning them down.
A lot of ugly moms that want our dicks, and they're not getting them.
I was just scrolling through my tweets to confirm to myself, I did indeed, when we were in New York, hear someone say, word to your mother, and it wasn't like a white hipster dude. It was like a black-on-black, word to your mother.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a joke at all.
I was on Twitter this morning. I've decided I'm not going on Twitter anymore.
I think that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. You're a bunch of fucking assholes. Go fuck yourselves. I'm really referring to your moms. I want inside your moms.
You too. And it's mostly because it's your mom's fault. They made you that way.
Right. And we want to beat your mom. Mel Gibson wants to beat her up with a baseball bat. Yeah, mom. Moms.
Yeah, you shouldn't look at Twitter.
Yeah.
It is. I feel like I shouldn't look at Twitter. Yeah. I feel like it would be a good idea, even
I'm
for
done.
A couple weeks, to just kind of stop.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I like it during the show,
uh-huh.
But I wish I didn't like it as much off the show.
Mm. Right.
The internet is just so good at devising more and more, like, sticky things.
You stay on the internet.
I'll just go check that. I'll just go. And I get this sick feeling. I always compare it to, like, one time I was hungry and I ate a whole bag, like, a whole big bag of Doritos. And it seemed like such a good idea until I got to the bottom.
Yeah. And then it's too late.
It was such a terrible decision.
And it's too late.
And you have this gross, it's like a full yet empty feeling in your stomach.
Mickey Small said once.
Did he?
About death. There's no coming back from it, Michael. Just like a big bag of Doritos. And death, both of them very similar.
There's no coming back from
there's
a big
no
bag
coming
of Doritos.
Back from a big bag of Doritos.
And there's no coming back from 2 hours spent on the internet for absolutely no good reason.
Right.
The internet does a lot of really great things, but we've all done it. You spend, you just kind of keep going. You go, I'll get up in a second. Let me just one more click. And next thing you know, you go, I feel gross about this.
My phone app lied to me this morning and said there was a sports store in Hollywood, and I went there, and it wasn't.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Sometimes they're out of date.
Right, well... I no longer want to be a part of it.
There is a behavioralist explanation for why the internet is so addictive, and it's actually related to the fact that it's unpredictable, as opposed to predictable. Like, they did tests with rats in cages getting pellets.
Yeah, yeah.
If you give a rat a pellet, like, on the hour, every hour, all the time, it'll spend most of its time not giving a shit about the pellet, but every hour on the hour, it'll go up to the machine that gives it a pellet and get it.
Right!
But if it's unpredictable, if you just give... rat's pellets like a couple times an hour at random times throughout the day, it'll spend all its time focused on the pellet machine thinking it's going to come soon, it's going to come soon, it's going to come soon.
That's what's so awesome about the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah.
That's what's so awesome about being on EllisMedia.com. It's unpredictable.
You just actually punched your laptop.
Yeah.
I mean, it is broken, but still.
Yeah, well, it's broken now.
That's a little bit more broken.
You didn't know I was going to do that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, whoa! Hey! Red Dragons!
You shouldn't have done that.
That's that's kind of beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Wow.
Dude, it's like a piece of digital
art. It's like
art.
A painting.
It looks like, it looks like Lars Ulrich's screensaver.
It's fucking metal.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah, it looks like, that's his computer when he heard about Napster.
So your laptop just went from broken but usable to broken and unusable.
Good. Fuck off if you're still on there.
Fucking shit. Shit
I wonder talkers. If you are still on there.
I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? We have absolutely no way of knowing.
The little light on the camera's on. Look.
Well, I hope
I think that means it's still broadcast.
I hope that was recorded.
I bet that looks awesome.
Yeah. I'm done with the internet. I'm done with computers. I'm done with it all. This fucking phone's about to go in half, too.
Don't punch your phone.
Why? Why not? What do I need it for?
If you really don't want your phone anymore, give it to, you know, a child in need.
You can page me.
let a child, read your
you
eliminate Twitter.
And, you should get a payphone and a roll of quarters in your apartment.
Oh, this gangster. Oh, a payphone in my apartment?
Yeah, in your house.
There's a lot of money for a payphone to be installed. If only it was, if you could just, call. Yeah, well.
You might want to rethink your anti-internet stance, Jason.
It's a little too late now.
When I read this tweet, when I read this tweet to you from Trapper Troy,
I don't want
to.
No, no.
You're acting like
I don't
want to
hear. No,
child.
No.
Why? How can you miss this?
Or how about this useful bit from Twitter? The fight is next Friday. See, sometimes it's helpful.
See, we can do that.
Well, I would have figured that out sooner or later. Trapper Troy. Thank you, Trapper Troy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're acting like a child. Stop.
Yeah.
You didn't let me read the rest of it.
Put your hand in my ass and control me, Trapper Troy. That's what you really want.
Do you want to know what, according to UrbanDictionary.com, word to your mother actually means?
Yeah.
It means give due respect to the motherland from which we came.
No.
Seriously.
Nobody who says it. Nobody who says it thinks that.
I use the internet. I got 100,000 people following me on Twitter. That shit's cool. But then ain't tied to tell me that I need to, what? I need to man up and stop being
a spoiled
such
baby.
A spoiled
stop
baby.
Being a fucking child.
Stop being such an immature child, which is amazing. You fucking say that to me. And I say, fuck you, you. What's his name?
Trapper Troy!
I fucked your mom, no I didn't, because she is ugly! I said bye to you, Twitter! I said, hey, computer! Fuck you too! Fuck the internet and fuck trying to find shit on Google! I'm flying without internet or any viral shit! Inform me of the latest haircuts. I don't have hair anyway. So hey, all you motherfuckers, suck my internet cock. I'm no longer surfing the internet. I'll be surfing the real life by myself, listening to logs and trees and bunny rabbits and carrots. That shit is real to me. God, give me your goo.
I'm over that.
It sounded very uplifting for
Did
a while.
It?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, they don't have any talent. If they did, they'd be better than us. And we don't even care if we're better than them.
Not according to Twitter, we're not.
Oh.
So saith one ton tongue.
One tongue tongue.
One ton yeah. Tongue. We suck.
He's got a lot of time in his hands. One, two. Nah. What about? No.
We should start live tweeting other radio shows while we're doing our own.
There we go.
Talk about how much their show sucks.
You guys are gay.
One, two, what about that?
Yeah, nah.
Do we have Dancing with the Stars? What is this? Shane in Tennessee, what do you want?
Jason Ellishaw, you're listening to Dancing with the Stars talk.
Thanks for taking my call. If ABC come calling and wanted you to what'd you
call it?
ABC Dancing with the Stars. The
gayest dude ever! Only on ABC.
You're shortening up the name for it because you listen to it so much. What if they giving me what? $100,000?
Well, I think they pay like $150,000 an episode, totaling like $1.3.
$150,000 an episode?
Holy shit.
Who the fuck gets paid $150,000 an episode?
I don't know, dude. That's what they pay.
No, they don't.
Even like the people who get cut the first round, they get $150,000 just for that episode?
Well, I mean,
I should ask Psycho Mike. He did it. Let's find out. No, would I do Dancing with the Stars for $150,000 for one episode? Yeah, I would.
Now, second question: would you are you private messaging Bubba's wife?
No.
Rumor out.
Who do you hear your rumors from?
It's just word on the street.
Twitter.
Yeah. Well,
somebody tweeted you and said Jason is DMing Bubba's wife.
No, I'm just fucking Bubba's blowing up over there about some dude that's fucking chasing his wife down or supposedly stalking him or some crazy shit. He's having like a fucking meltdown and dude. Tweeted Bubba about Jason Ellis private messaging his wife.
Man, he's fallen into the same trap I fell into.
Yeah.
Don't fucking read Twitter. It's evil.
Yeah, right.
I'm out of there, dude. I'm out. Seriously out.
The world got like, along just fine without it.
It's like Stern with the fucking round table thing. He was like, I can't go on there. It's like, it's the Stern round table and they fucking ate me.
Right.
It's the Stern Round Table. What is it called? Stern Fan Network.
Super Fan.
Who gives a fuck? But they all hate him. And it's called the Stern Fan something something. And they all fucking hate him. So he won't go on there. Because he can't do it anymore. I go on there because I want to see if the show's good and what they like about it and what they don't like about it. And then I realized it's the same as New York. What do they know? They know more than Twitter does. And I don't believe them. So why do I believe Dark Lord Bill? I know whether it's good. We're better than we've ever been. Whether you like it or not, we are the best we've ever been. I don't think that. I don't question that. I know that.
I'm the best me I've ever been.
You are the best you've ever been. We're the best. This is the best Jason Ellis show we've ever been. And if you don't like it, I don't apologize. Just, there's tons of other shit. Change the channel.
I value people's input, and there's definitely
things. You check that input and get back to me on that.
And that's what I plan to do, and there's people on Twitter who've said things that I've really, like taken to heart, but I remember hearing Adam Carolla say one time that he doesn't Google himself, and the reason is, he said, I've never walked away from that feeling good about it. For some reason, it's like kind of human nature. You need to keep looking until you see something that bums you out.
Right.
Yeah. No, we've been through it a million times. You're awesome, you're awesome, you're awesome, you're awesome, you suck. Wait, why?
Right.
Like, what, dude? Why did you just pass the 100 you're awesomes to get to the one you suck? And you suck from some fucking 400-pound jack-off who's fucking spanking it on the internet 24 hours a day. And that's why you suck. Because everything that he looks at sucks. Because he sucks. He hates himself. That's why we suck. We're great. I'm Beverly Hills. Kids go to school in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I'm doing something right. I don't care if it's famous people or not famous people. You're tapping into something that what do we have left? I'll tell you what we have. That's why I'm about to go. I'm going AWOL. Mm-hmm. This phone is going out. I just threw my computer up against the wall.
You should get a flip phone.
Right. No. Because I don't like...
You should get a BlackBerry. Texting, email, and fucking phone calls.
I suggest a rotary phone. You know, the old school ones where you have to, like,
No. No, I'm not going to do that either. But I am going to get... And I'm just going to take all these things off my phone. That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah, because I still delete your Twitter app.
Yeah, I'm just going to delete my Twitter app, and you can do it from now on. If I have something to say, you can say it. If somebody wants to get at me, they can get at you, and then you can get to me.
Yeah.
If I, and you can be like, hey, this person wants to tell you, and I'm like, no, don't care what he wants to tell me. I say no. I do not want to hear what he has to say. I'm getting off on this. This is exciting.
It is fun.
Twitter now that we're at the Roxy tomorrow night performing with a bunch of other shitheads.
Yeah, we are. We were rehearsing last night. We'll be rehearsing again tonight. Come Fat is the new Avril Lavigne.
Right.
James Ferraro just recently released the album Farside Virtual, rated Wire Magazine's number one album of 2011. This song is Adventures in Greenfoot Printing.
I'm so glad I threw my computer at the wall before.
Give it more
right
than
on.
2 seconds.
No, I will not.
Yes,
no,
you should.
I will not.
Come on.
No.
You didn't give it enough of a chance.
No, I didn't. Fuck you. It's my show. You fucking do it on your podcast.
It's pretty groundbreaking.
Play it on your...
This sounds like the beginning of a John Hughes movie. Whatever you... This is not groundbreaking. This is the beginning of The Breakfast Club.
It is! Fuck you, Raw Dog!
It's the beginning of any John...
Like any about it.
It's only groundbreaking because you're 14 years old.
Yeah!
It's recontextualizing old sounds in a new way.
Kyle.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'd rather gouge my ears off and drive my truck off a cliff than listen to that stuff again.
Yeah.
He's a truck driver. I'm not going to allow it. No offense to truck drivers, but you don't know groundbreaking music, and you really like to hate gay music.
Right, and I'm not going to allow this comment from Derek, who says it sounds like music they would play at a Chinese buffet.
I want to allow that. I want to allow that and start punching Raw Dog immediately. That sounds really on point.
Chinese restaurants are hated for groundbreaking music.
Yeah, exactly. James.
What up, Wing? Hey, Raw Dog needs to get ready for some body big punches. That stuff was just terrible, man.
Why? Like,
how can you call that? You can just. How can you call that groundbreaking? Doot, 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 doot. What the fuck?
Yeah, look. No offense.
Quickly. Play more of the song.
No offense. No, look. I'm gonna punch you harder if you want to. Okay, good. I will. You know what? Fine, that's it. Get over here. I'm punching you to this song. There you go. It's a win-win situation. Start squealing like a pig. Wait a minute, give me your arm. Oh, you got a video camera?
I don't. In the meantime, everybody enjoy the groundbreaking sounds of James Ferraro.
They're getting angrier by the second, just so you know.
Really. Adventures in Green Printing.
Stop hugging me! Why are you hugging me? Put your arm down! Holding your arm behind your back.
Raw Dog goes in for the preventative hug.
Squeal like a pig!
Now that was groundbreaking. I knew James Ferraro was missing something. Hey, be careful. You're stepping on the computer we were throwing around the studio.
I should have told Dingo that I need a new computer.